Welcome to another On the Verge mini message. I am your host, Kara Bradley. Today, I want to talk to you about what breaks my heart. What breaks my heart is untapped potential. What breaks my heart is just seeing people speed by their extraordinary, unique talents, not paying attention to the things that light them up, that make them feel alive. So my question for you today in this very short message is, what are you speeding by? What are you not paying attention to? I believe we all have extraordinary intelligence. We all have unique gifts, unique expression. But so often, what I see in our culture is that we are speeding by that which makes us unique, that which is tapping at the door, banging at the door, asking to be expressed. Where is your expression? Where does that natural expression come from for you? Are you physically gifted? Are you talented through voice? Are you talented in your cooking? Are you talented in your writing? Where is the medium? What is the medium that is your best fit right now? And what are you waiting for? What is calling? What is knocking at the door? Are you giving yourself enough time during your daily life to really sit with yourself? What is it? I know for me, the morning time for me is the time I sit with the blank sheet in my journal and I will doodle. I will bullet point. Sometimes I write. Sometimes I copy quotes. But anything to stir the soil, anything to stir what's being called forth within me. And sometimes there's nothing, guys. Sometimes I come up empty. But we all have unique capacity, and potential is dormant capacity. It's dormant uniqueness. You have unique quality to bring forth into the world, to touch and serve and educate and inspire others. What breaks my heart, it's not that you're not perhaps, you know, selling your best-selling book. I mean, it's not that. What breaks my heart is when I see people on speed and so busy in their day-to-day lives that they don't allow or give themselves 4, 5, 6 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour a day to tend to their own soil. It will come through. Our unique gifts are constantly pulsing through us. But that soil needs to be tended to. It needs to be cultivated and nurtured. And so the journal may not be for you. It may be a run. It may be quiet time at night. It may be walking your dog. But when are you spending quiet time with yourself to really listen deeply? I'm going through a month right now, this month of December, where I have very little on my schedule. It's extraordinary. I mean, I've actually created the space very intentionally. And so I'm really committed to listening deeply every day. What is coming through? What is starting to mature or to manifest? Where am I being called to express myself? Because this, my friend, is the essence of being human, is listening deep inside, nurturing that unique voice so that we can bring our uniqueness, our unique intelligence out into the world. It doesn't need to look any certain way, right? Let's let go of that. It doesn't have to be your job. It doesn't have to make money. It doesn't have to touch millions on Instagram. your unique capacities need to be nurtured, and they need time, your time and your attention every day, even if it's just a few minutes a day. So that's my call for you today. What are you speeding by? And if you don't know what you're speeding by, that unique expression, then offer yourself the space every single day to sit with yourself, to tune inward, to turn inside, to turn over the soil, to start to water those seeds, to even plant the seeds, to roam on the internet with some of your curiosities that you've always been curious about this and you don't know why. Write those curiosities down, and then in your time by yourself, spend your time with your curiosities. What breaks my heart is untapped potential. And that starts with just giving yourself the attention you need to begin to hear what is coming through for you. I so wish for you that fruitful space and that fruitful time to touch in and tap in and connect with yourself. And I look forward to hearing what you hear. That's it for today, my friends. Have a great, impactful day with yourself and with others, and go out there and shine. Take care. Hey, one more thing. Actually, two more things I have to ask of you, and I don't normally ask. First is, if you like these podcasts, please leave a review on iTunes or other players. It does really help other people find On the Verge. I really would appreciate it. Second is also, if you're getting a lot out of these podcasts, please consider buying my book, On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. You could find it on Amazon and anywhere else that you buy books. If you already have a copy, please consider buying it for a friend or family member. Once again, thank you. As always, I do appreciate your ear. Have a wonderful day.